Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're going to talk just a little plain old fun on the grill. You know what? If you've been out in your backyard and you've experimented with a few things, hopefully, you're not just cooking dogs and burgers, but you're having a little bit of fun. We might be able to give you a tip or technique on some of that. But I am Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, so it's got to be the weekend. And we like to say this is the smokiest show on the radio, and it is, because we talk about throwing things on the grill and making them yummy. And that's what it's all about, is just having fun on your back deck, at your campsite, at your tailgate, wherever you're at, and you got some fire and some proteins, even veggies.
That's right.
And turning it into some tasty morsels of goodness.
Yeah.
Like the man says.
Speaking of snacks and the man that says, I'd like to welcome Better Made Snacks.
Better.
As a sponsor of the show, they've joined us here recently, and want to shout out to them. If you've not had Better Made Snacks, they have four kinds of barbecue potato chips alone. So if you like your barbecue, sweet, spicy,
that's incredible.
Hot, yeah,
that's incredible.
They got all of them out there, and you know what? They're tasty. So you know, look them up on Facebook as Better Made Snacks, or you know what? Any supermarket or any convenience store or wherever it is you buy your cold schmoes beer, they're probably going to have some Better Made Snacks
there. Where it ever is.
Right.
Hey, you know, I got a great idea. First of all, I want to announce that our final load of Operation GI Barbecue is getting shipped. I'm going to be doing the shipping. It's getting towed, over to the east side of Michigan to Selfridge Joint Air Force Army Base, a joint base. I guess it's got like all five branches there now, which is kind of cool. And keeps the inter-service rivalry down a little bit.
The oxymoron, government consolidation?
Yeah, so... Speaking of morons, I had this guy named, I think he's a Chief Master Sergeant, retired Air Force, Paulus Obey, and he runs the family services thing over there, which is to keep morale up and everything. They do all kinds of cool things, and he turned me on to somebody on the other side of the base that has this thing called the Enlisted Heritage House. And what it is this big, beautiful brick house that used to be the base commander's house when it was an Air Force base. And it's really cool. It's probably a 50 to 80-year-old brick semi-mansion, McMansion.
Right.
And so they gave it to this organization that's not actually owned by the government or anything. So they can kind of do what they want, but they get to have this house there for enlisted personnel. And it's actually kind of originated as an Air Force thing, but they've also got outreaches to Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, and Army. And the Army has a big contingency on the other side of the base, and that's where my son is a Chinook mechanic in the Guards, Alex. So they're happy that to take the smoker, and we're going to have I'm going to bring it down August 18th, and Alex's unit of the Army Guard is having their family day on the 19th. So you get to bring your family to the base, and
he brought a cook,
and look at the helicopters and all the different things that the Army Guard has over there. They'll probably have a vast array of equipment out for all the kids to climb on and.
Test, this is career day.
Test fly.
This is career day. What's your dad do? Yeah. My dad's making you lunch.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I'll bring it down on Saturday. Alex will come over to that side of the base for the night and help me smoke.
Yep.
And Sobey Meats has volunteered to donate some brisket because the group that's feeding the families has a real limited budget.
Yep.
And they said, well, they just think they can afford pork butts. So I said, don't worry, I'll bring brisket. One email to Sobey Meats, and I, like within 3 minutes, he goes, whatever you want.
Yep.
What about that?
Well, that's just who he is.
It is.
That's Sobey Meats. That's right.
Yeah. Tim and Teresa.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, but, so it's going to be really cool to finally get this last load out of Dave Dozma's big, beautiful warehouse. And
right.
We again want to thank Perforated Tube in Ada, Michigan, for storing all this equipment for us. It's been a year and a half in his shed, and he's ready to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's been really patient and very helpful, and and that helps the troops. When guys like that step up, you know, gives up some of his commercial space.
Yep.
It's really cool.
Speaking of clearing out space, our friends at Allen Bob Sports here in Grand Rapids, they moved down and partnered up with Millbrook Tack, and they're on the 68th Street exit off of 131 south of Grand Rapids. Right. Well, they're having their big summer clearance sale right now. And they got this thing called a Dutch auction that it's Saturday now, so you should be on 70% off of everything that they've got left in there, because it started at 50 on Thursday and it went to 60 on Friday. It's 70 today. You might want to get down there. You can look it up, Al and Bob's Sports. Look it up online, but they're at 68th Street and 131 on the south side of Grand Rapids in the Millbrook Tack building.
And I bet they have a bunch of stuff because they moved.
Right.
And when you move, you know, you get rid of a lot of stuff.
Right.
And that it's just a great opportunity. And you know what? In just a little while, like a month and a half, it's going to be archery season.
Yeah.
So people are already getting their bows out and targets, and they're probably clearing out all the fishing stuff. And,
guys, I did see on the website, on the Grilling Guys website, a link to Better Made and Allen Bob's.
Well, there you go. That would be the baritone of beer, the one and only Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery, who's going to be joining us in the next segment, but he's already arrived, and we always let him on as soon as he gets here.
Well, he brought beer, too, so.
Well, there you go.
I guess that's how he got through the door.
Not his first rodeo.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, a little tip to anybody that's marketing a business. If you go on a radio show, bring whatever it is you're peddling.
Yeah.
Because if you show up with like a little howler of beer and it's warm, it's not
you might not get the shout out that you did.
Go well.
Right? Yeah.
We had that happen.
Right. Hey, Bob, I have a cook later today. I called up one of our buddies, Chef Whitman from the local culinary school, because Big Mike. I have to smoke 4 fillets of salmon for a gig, and I was a little nervous about temperature, brine, and seasoning because it's not something that I do all the time.
Okay.
And I'm breaking my own rule because I didn't do the recipe before I bring it to somebody that I have to serve it to.
Ah, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's
so
okay.
And he helped me through that, but I just was thinking, everybody, this is salmon season. You're out on the big lakes. This is when they're hitting them hard right this time of year. But he gave me a 7% solution, which was a cup of salt, a quarter cup of sugar to a gallon of water was my brine. Okay. And you blow it up or shrink it down to based on how much brine you need. But he called it a 7% solution. Put it in there about a half hour, he said. And then I'm going to take it off and let it dry. He wasn't so concerned about the pellicle on there because it's going on the smoker. But he said, just let it dry on like a baking rack. And then put it on there, and he recommended like 180 to 200 degrees on the smoker, and get the fish up to about 135, and then pull it, because I got to put it in a Cambro, a hot box.
I brought that for you, by the way.
Right, and take it to a place where I'm going to be serving it, right, a couple hours later. So it was just interesting. Every once in a while, you need a coach, right? And I called him up, a guy that I know that does this stuff in his sleep, and that was a technique. I just want to pass it along because it's relevant. This is salmon time of year, and if you're making it ahead of time and you need to serve it later, those were some pretty good tips.
Is this the bachelorette party where all you wear is an apron?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It is. And my camo thong.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway, hey, coming up next, our friend Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery has the big reveal. You're not going to want to miss this. Stick with us. We'll be back.